Got everybody present about 1:30. We're going to also John Suti and Winters. And we're going to visit about sunset once more. Mm-hmm. Who's going to remind us where we left it? John is. Well,
yeah, this matter was tabled at the last time that we met approximately 2 weeks ago. Due to the sewer board, we only had 3 members there present that day, and they tabled it also. So I come the next day, and the commission decided to table it until it could be brought back to the sewer board, which it was yesterday. At the regular meeting, the matter was discussed, and the sewer board basically could not find any justification from a sewer district standpoint of why that they should support the paving of this area. The only reason that we're discussing it was that it was based on a statement or a misstatement made by LS&C personnel. That is the justification of it, and the policy of the district has been that whatever road surface is there is that it would go back that way unless there was an easement condition or some other special condition that was made in property acquisition or some reason for that. Also, there's other people that are on gravel roads in that area, and the sewer district has a concern that if we do this and the people come to the sewer board requesting why we, the sewer board from a sewer standpoint, would do this for these folks, why won't you do this for us also? So that was their concern.
Okay. Who would like to make a pitch on the road? Since we're not going anywhere there, it doesn't sound like.
Well,
I understand what they're saying.
Yes, they voted not to support it just based on those reasons.
How do we go at it in a road and bridge attitude?
Do we want I do have one question, Mr. Chairman. We had asked you, Frank, about easements and roundabouts, and before we talked about taking in any road and paving it, I realize I'm just going to tell you where I'm coming from. I don't feel like it's the county's obligation to pave the road. However, when I found out that we're backing trucks down after we clear, that's a horrible safety issue. And from the angle, strictly from the safety, I'd like to know if we can get a documented turnaround. If it's a hammerhead, if it's a true cul-de-sac or whatever, so right. That we can improve the safety aspects of it. That's the angle I'm going for. I support it from a safety perspective of we don't want our big trucks backing up. That's my opinion.
I thought the meeting was at 1:30, sir.
Sorry, we cheated a couple minutes.
Randy is working on that currently, and he should be here any minute.
Okay.
And I think acquiring the driveway, perpetual driveway easement for a turnaround is what he's working on.
Okay.
I totally support trying to do something in this situation. If the sewer board doesn't want to pave it, I think that they should at least be prepared to fix it to a point to where we could pave it. I'm talking about basing it and making a road out of it to where the expense to the county would only be that of the asphalt. All the other expense should come from the sewer board because the road already existed.
Yes, sir, it did. And by the photographs taken by Sean Berry with Great River Associates, the engineers for the project, it is quite evident that there was base rock there. And I had been down the road just on other issues, and it seemed to have a good surface to it. So LS&C would be responsible to come in and get the base rock and put the road back as it was.
Right, and to roll it in and have it ready for us to. Now, we were talking about 200 feet.
232
or something? 220. Okay, we were talking about 220 feet. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what the cost of the asphalt for a 20-foot driving surface.
Right at $7,000, I believe.
Here's the cost of it. Rob,
yeah,
LS&C.
Yeah, but I don't. That's what they were thinking it was going to cost them, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Don't we have a laydown cost for the county that's less than that for 200 feet?
When we had discussed this, we thought it might be more timely that while they're in the area to do it, rather than pull county personnel off of other work activities that Frank might have them on. So we. kind of we focused on LS&C providing that service.
Is it Jernigan that's doing the work?
Yes.
Okay. We do have a lay-down price with Jernigan that's a very favorable price, which may be cheaper than what the contractor's current price is for that project. I don't know what that price is.
Yeah, I'd like to find that out, Frank. And another thing is there property owners, as I understand it, you folks and your mother or
stepfather and then one next door, Linda Hansen, she's a double entity.
Okay. Is there any easement possibilities of increasing easement for our right of way?
So we have 30 now?
This is 30, and
we're trying to get to 40,
5 off each side or 10 off one side or whatever. It would make it so much easier for us to do this in a vote.
But am I remembering right, we don't have but 30 on the rest of the road.
That's correct.
So if we're going to push for that, it's only going to be the 200 feet.
Right. The thing I'm going with is what Jim talked about the turnaround, the meeting the standard that we have.
I agree with you on the turnaround, and we've got a written letter from them saying they'll allow it. Now, we don't have it in the legal format, but
they can work out the legal.
But as far as widening the road, I think I probably guess where you're coming from on wanting it wider, but in this case, I don't see that that's
I was hoping we'd get a better response from the sewer deal, and then we wouldn't have to worry about the easement situation, because we have Wilson, others that were in the Bee Creek project that were not county roads that ended up getting paved because the trucks tore them up, and the sewer project tore them up, and there was at least three of those that got asphalted. So that's where I was coming from. We don't then have anything coming back on us like somebody down the road saying, I want you to come in here and do this little old place here because you've got it and we don't have the road easement.
Again, if I'm here, because we've never done that in the last so many years since you've been here, taking anything in that wasn't 40 feet.
No.
And I understand your heart there, I think. But in this case, as Jim started out, it's a safety issue of us having to back a truck out. All we're doing is this 220 feet, and we're going to get an easement for the driveway to turn around. And that's pretty much our basis for, there was something else motivated it, because of the sewer project and all that, but that didn't work out. So we're looking at it as a safety issue of our truck having to back up that
right,
whatever length of road that right is. And if these folks give us that easement to turn around their driveway, it's worth the whatever it is, $5,000 or $8,000 or something, that we don't have an accident someday.
Let me explain it maybe just a little bit different too. Maybe, and they could see. Just because we have a road easement does not mean that the road surface changes. It just gives us the opportunity to have people mow up to the edge of the road surface. If it's paved, people do. I was on the job yesterday at Xenia where they had a ditch problem. And it just allows us, if there's a water flow problem, to take care of that versus a 30 feet. There's just lots of advantages to it, and I don't know what position it puts you guys in, but it's just the question that I'm asking is, it doesn't really restrict you from your, it's Taney County road easement, but you know, if you maintain it or mow it or whatever you want to do there to the edge of it, it's the same. I'm just looking for, and you're exactly right, Chuck. I'm using this because I've never approved one for 40, any less than 40 feet. And if it wasn't a sewer project deal, I wouldn't even be in this conversation.
But, I mean, I guess what we could do, and I would encourage a second discussion, which would be let's look at all of our county-maintained roads, and where we don't have 40-foot easement, we need to make an effort from the road and bridge to go start ascertaining.
Can't do it. That's too many of them.
there's probably hundreds that have 12 and 14 feet wide driving surface that have.
What kind of easement?
If it has a 12-foot easement, a 12-foot driving surface, it may have a 24-foot easement. There's
well,
a.
Yeah.
But I mean, those we could start. Past. Yeah, but we could start somewhere. Okay. But I mean, that's a separate issue, yeah. I think, compared to this. We've identified a safety issue. And we just need to rectify it best we can.
This is what we're asking for. We have 30-foot contiguous to the beginning of the road. And one positive point where Mr. Strahan's going with the additional easement, if there were to be future widening of this road, this portion would already be to the standard that we currently hold everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Now the turnaround's on the other side, though, right? Which is their driveway?
Turnaround is on this side. The shaded in area is the turnaround. Coming from the end of the road, we have 30 feet, then we're asking for an additional if we do, and then the turnaround would be on.
Well, their driveway's on the right, not the left.
Is their driveway on the left side?
No, it's on the right.
It's on the right as
you're
going.
Coming into it and stop, it's on the right.
I stand corrected.
Same thing, it's just the other side.
Yes.
Well, we need you to come up to the mic, if one of you. Danny's request is... I don't know that it's worth the battle, but we'll ask. I'm certainly not against asking you. Can we get, I guess we'd need 5 foot off of your all's property and 5 foot off your mom's property to widen the easement to your point,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that makes it so much.
Besides the driveway, giving us.
It makes another house in between where the county ends and their property, but. I believe your property's right across from your mother's across the road. So,
yeah.
What do you think about that?
I'm Judy Winter, 1503 State Highway Y, Forsyth. That I'm sure that's fine with us. Would the road then be 14 feet wide as it is when it ends, the 220 feet up the road?
Yeah, it'd be as wide as the driving surface, yeah.
Okay, what is the easement at the end there? What is the easement to where they have blacktopped?
It's 30 feet.
And you're asking 40?
Right. Yes. We're asking 40 for
the future?
No. It's like I may be hard to explain to you.
I think we I understand.
We haven't taken in any roads since I've been here for almost 6 years that are less than 40 feet.
Yeah,
we required that on Hillside Drive and all those roads down there.
Sure.
I don't want to vary from that, and that's the reason I was wanting the sewer department to say, hey, we're part of the problem, then we could have went ahead and done it. But it didn't work out that way.
Yes.
So I'm just asking... Are you willing to give up the other? And there'll be no issue. I think that your vote's here.
I don't think I have a problem with it. As he just showed me the diagram, is how I was picturing it. And it's fine with us if it continues to be 14 and y'all can have 5-foot easement from us. I'm sure Mother doesn't mind. There would be less J next door to us, and there would be the Linda Hansen to ask if you have to ask. There's a 30-foot easement. I don't know. I mean, to me, it'd be just simple just to forget any easement.
But the question when I spoke with Ms. Winter just a moment ago was the question was why, and if I could answer that question is in today's standards. Prior to this road being accepted years ago, today's new standards are 40 feet. We don't take any new roads in without having that.
Okay.
So if we did that, that would be an anomaly or very different than what we tell everybody else countywide that we need to have 40 feet.
Okay. It's a change since the easements were assessed
right.
way
yes,
back when.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Right. That's okay. What we were talking about, and I'm just trying to make it so that you get your problem solved and – that we hold up to our standards.
Okay.
That's what Chuck kept referring, that he knows why my motive is I don't want to vary from what we've made other people do in the past.
I believe that'd be fine with Mother. I can't speak for Linda Hansen and Rick.
I think Randy can, if we decide that we want to try to do that, Randy can go ask them about that. And,
okay. And Les J is our neighbor. Thank you.
One additional question I have, Mr. Suti, is that we ask the contractor to put things back into in kind what was there before. Having not been out there for a few weeks, if we were to pave this, there would need to be some gutting out of existing unless they've left it low and they haven't got to that point yet. So to pave this, there would need to be an effort to remove material for the asphalt to go in. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd say yes, that's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the responsibility to restore the road there, and it's pretty clear that there's definitely base rock there.
Okay.
We'll have to talk with them and see if they might want some extra on prep because we're going to asphalt it and see where that goes. But
it
has to be restored.
We're talking about getting 40-foot easement now versus the 30 that's there. For this stretch, this 220-some feet.
Let's discuss that a little bit. I'm concerned that we're going to get in between the contractor and them not having it ready, or I don't know what kind of problems we might run into. How big a thing is it for Road and Bridge to prep that?
We'd pull somebody off of a chip seal preparatory mode. With
half a day job? Or?
I'd say that we could have that done in a day, Randy.
Yeah, it'd be a good day's work.
I guess
we'll have to take some stuff out, put other material back in, pack it.
With the 40-foot easement, we don't have to worry about that, though, because we've got our standard met, and we can do that part.
And it'd be fine to go ahead and expect the contractor to do that, but if they come in and hold us up, I wouldn't want us to stop getting the job done.
No.
Get our people to come in there and do it. And
if we get the 40-foot easement, I think it's great.
Has the contractor brought it to finished surface right now?
We've kind of got it roughed in there. I don't think it's anywhere near where we would accept it as being finished by any means.
If we're trying to eliminate the concern of being in one or the other's way, then is time really critical? Other than we could pull this section with our own box. Is that where you're going with this? Or
I just didn't want us to get this set and have the requirement that the contractor has to do it and him not come through. And we can't get it paid.
Well, if the county was to do this, I mean, we definitely should lobby for a deduct from the contractor since he don't have to come back and restore that section.
Right.
And they had a $620 difference in if the county would prepare that off their asphalt cost. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money, but
that would, if we could get that out of them, then that'd make it even better for us. Just do it ourselves, and we'd be happy with it. We don't have to mess with them.
Right.
And we're working on details here. Are we in the mood to ask the folks to work with Randy to get the extra 5 foot on each side and the driveway turnaround?
Right. That answers a lot of our questions. We don't have to wait on the contractor and everything. We have a Haney County road that's 40 foot, meets all the standards and everything else, and what work we do on there is all.
So, are we ready to take a motion contingent upon getting the extra easement?
No.
My suggestion.
The description for the turnaround, she's got that ready to email to me as far as the using the existing driveway, and I wasn't aware we're going to ask for the additional naked 40 foot. That I'll have to. I think you guys own the property across, but there's one lot. Before you get to Mrs. Torrance, I'll have to go talk to them, see if they're willing to do the extra 5 foot, and then I think it'll be your neighbors just to the south. We'll have to see if they're willing. Okay.
Les J. Okay. That just makes it a whole lot simpler for us. I'm just trying to do the best we can without that treats everybody fair.
Mr. Suti, the $600-something-odd, was that to prep prior to the paving?
That was their difference if the county was to come in and prep the area prior to paving, yes.
Okay, but they would prep it
for $620. That's the amount they had. Now, you know, when it comes back, that's the discount they would give the county.
I can't mobilize and make that happen in a day's worth of work for $620.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, how, you know, where that number's at, though.
Yeah.
That seems kind of low to me. I can get a hold of Great River, have them get a hold of Dusty Emmerich, and we can ask them what they would charge us to come in and prep it for asphalt.
Yeah.
And I can have them. I've got to go meet Ron Daniels, but I can have them call your office as soon as they find out. Shouldn't take very long to get that number.
Okay.
Then you can make a decision from there.
The way I read it before when I read the proposal was that they would do that for $620, and we can't do that for $620.
But are we going to make a motion contingent upon?
Yeah, can we leave that to the discretion in our motion to Frank and John working that out? Best advantage to the county and the sewer.
So
I make a motion that we extend Sunset Drive contingent upon the easements and the other details concerning prep work being worked out.
220 feet
with the... it's not a cul-de-sac. It's not a hammerhead.
Just turnaround. Just say authorized turnaround.
Authorized turnaround.
Driveway turnaround.
I mean, I've turned around in there with our county vehicle just to check it, and it's doable easy enough without getting on the existing concrete.
Okay.
That section was asked.
Second.
Okay, so, we got a... Go ahead.
I just want to confirm. Randy, the motion is... On this 220-foot section, we're going to get 10 feet, either 5 on each side or whatever,
okay.
And an authorized turnaround that's documented with some sort of survey, I assume.
There'll be a description and a survey.
Registered and all, recorded and all that.
Description of
okay,
it.
That's what we're asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a good motion, second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
I think we got her done.
Randy, we'll be getting a hold of you to get some of the easements and work with the neighbors and all that. And then we just matter working out who's going to do it and when they're going to do it. So,
his office is right across the street here in Roden Bridge. If you got any questions, he can.
You could be a great help with your neighbors because you've been here and you've heard the conversation about our regular standard being 40 feet, and that's what we need, even though the old 30-foot easement doesn't mean anything as far as what we do new. So that you could be a great help in helping Randy get those easements by talking to those people.
You need to come up to the mic, please.
Okay. It's Judy Winter again. Since the road is going to be, the paving will be 14 feet wide, and there'll be the excess on each side, is that going to be graded or can that be grassed? We had it grassed.
It's going to be grass, I imagine.
We're not going to be grading it.
No.
Anything outside the paved section will be grassed and sealed back.
Good. So it'll still look good.
It'll still look good. We just need it in case it ever needed to be expanded. But we're not going to gravel or anything. You can leave it grass.
We can sort of use it as if it were
absolutely.
Our own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. Please.
We would like for you to do. I mean, that's...
You maintain it however you want to maintain it and all that. But, yeah, just a precautionary measure for us.
Okay. Appreciate you, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Very good. All right, I see Mr. Houseman, Recovery Zone. I guess that's all we need from Roden Bridge, isn't it?
I think so.
All right, thank you guys. And John, see you. For Recovery Zone Facility Bond Resolution. Or Bob, or?
I'll come up and then I'll give you the documents. I only have one copy of them, so I'll let Ron explain.
I'll read from an email that I received from Carson Eliff, if that's all right. Carson is the bonding attorney that is representing the Arrowhead project over behind Lowe's and Hollister. This was completed in part by the use of, or the anticipated use of, the facility recovery zone bonds in the amount of $503,000. that's already been before this county commission and approved by the county commission, but this is the finalization, if you will, of that project. Carson's email reads, as you requested, this is the summary of the action needed to be taken by the Taney County Commission. The order finalizes the commission's allocation of the $503,000 of recovery zone facility bonds to the Arrowhead project and authorizes the IDA to action as issuer of the bonds. Again, it does not commit Taney County to any obligation regarding the repayment of the bonds. The other document is the approval by the chief elected official required by the IRS code. It is an acknowledgement that the public hearing was conducted by the IDA after the proper published notice and is merely a requirement to be satisfied before the bonds can be issued. Now, I attended the IDA board meeting on Monday. The IDA board, in fact, did conduct the public hearing. It was, in fact, published with the notice that was required under Missouri law by Mr. Eliff, and everything, to the best of my knowledge, was in order. It was so reported by the attorney, Carson, and the IDA has moved forward and is ready to move forward, and what is awaiting is the signature, I believe.
There's two documents that need to be signed, as he explained. One is the order, and that has all three has signature lines for all three commissioners, and basically it allocates $503,000 of the county's recovery zone facility bond ability to the IDA. And it reads, whereas Taney County, Missouri has received an allocation of the National Recovery Zone Facility Bonds pursuant to the ARRA, whereas One Arrowhead Properties has requested an allocation of $503,000 of the county's total allocation of these bonds, and whereas the county desires that the Industrial Development Authority of Taney County be the issuer of the recovery zone facility bonds for the One Arrowhead properties, now therefore be it ordered by the County Commission of the County of Taney, Missouri as follows. Section 1, the County Commission hereby allocates $503,000 of its allocation of the bonds to One Arrowhead for the construction, improvement, and equipping of a warehouse and distribution facility to be leased to Arrowhead Building Supply, Inc. Number 2, the Industrial Development Authority of the County of Taney is hereby designated as the issuer. And Section 3, the county shall, and the officers, agent, and employees of the county are hereby authorized and directed to take such further action and execute such other documents, certificates, and instruments as may be necessary or desirable to carry out and comply with the intent of this order and to carry out, comply with, and perform the duties of the county with respect to this order in the issuance of the sale of the bonds. Section 4 of this order shall take effect and be in full force and effect immediately after its adoption by the county commission, passed at meeting, blank date, 2010. All three signatures are asked for, along with an attest by Donna Neely, the county clerk. You already have a copy of this document, Mr. Pennell, and I'm going to hand the other copy that needs to be signed by all three of you to you once you've voted on it. It needs to be signed. And then the other document is the Certificate of Elected Representative regarding public approval for recovery zone facility bonds. It requires only the presiding commissioner's signature, and it would be better if all three of you voted on it to authorize him to sign it. It says, number one, I'm the presiding commissioner of Taney County, Missouri, and as such am the chief elected executive official of the governmental unit having jurisdiction over the area in which the facility to be financed with the proceeds of the above-captioned bond issue is located. I've been informed, and I heard Mr. Houseman a minute ago inform you so, that on May 1st, 2010, and Carson Eliff is saying so as well, that a notice of a public hearing was published in the Branson Daily News, a copy of which is attached to this certificate. I don't have a copy of the article right now, but he is so informing you. The notice was designed to apprise the citizens or residents of the county of the project and was published no less than 14 days before the scheduled date of the public hearing, as appears in the publisher's affidavit attached here too. Well, I don't see one attached here too, but I have also been informed that on May 17th, 2010, a public hearing was held at the conference room at Connell Insurance, located at 1691 South Business 65, Hollister, Missouri, with regard to the issuance of the bonds and the location of the project. The hearing was conducted in a manner that provided reasonable opportunity for persons with differing views to be heard regarding the issuance of the bonds and the location of the project. After public hearing following reasonable public notice, I hereby approve of the issuance of the bonds for the purpose of financing the construction, improvement, and equipping of a warehouse and distribution facility and related equipment and support facilities. This approval is intended to comply with the provisions of Section 147F of the IRC of 1986 as amended. This approval does not impose any liability on the county or in any way involve said county in the issuance of the bonds, but as an accommodation by the county to satisfy the requirements of 147F of the code. Dated May blank, 2010, calls for Chuck Pennell, presiding commissioner's signature.
Questions or comments? Motion. Do we need to say anything about...
I'm just trying to add a little word here.
Well, the motion would be to approve the order and to also authorize the presiding commissioner to execute the
resolution.
What's the title of that document, Danny?
Certificate of Elected Representation regarding public approval for recovery zone facility.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was thinking my motion was going to be. So I move what that happened.
I'm second that motion.
You can get a copy of the document and type it in.
Documents. And she'll listen to the. I mean, I help you if you listen. He was kind of mumbling at the end. I do that in all due respect.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And I think Chuck seconded it, didn't you?
I did. Discussion. It says the hereto, attached hereto. You got that, Ron, or shall we get a copy from the newspaper?
I think what he meant by that was is that he has them and he will attach them to that document when he sends it in.
Carson, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Because that's the verbiage that they received. So.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Four eyes.
Yeah, I got four eyes on that one. We got her done. Thank you, gentlemen, for your work on that.
Carson has asked that we fax a copy to him immediately and then send him the originals. At the time we do that, I would request for him to send a copy of
the attachments.
The attachments back to us.
As soon as Jim signs this, you want to fax that for us, or?
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you.
James.
No problem.
I haven't signed an official document named James. This is the first one. I usually go by Jim. But I think everyone knew that was a James.
Does he need a copy of this certificate also?
Yes. Should I take this over to Donna's signature?
Yes. Yes.
Will that be today's date? Okay.
May 19th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got two copies of each?
I'll put two copies.
Oh, bonus signature.
We need a copy for our office, and Donna's probably going to want a copy as well. She's going to have an original anyway, so.
Okay, that finishes up resolution and order, so we're good to go there, and looks like we've got an executive at 2 o'clock, putting her right on the money.
Give her 20 seconds to switch topics or whatever.
We're going to go right into executive, I think.
Yeah. How about a motion to go into executive?
Motion to go to executive personnel, and that code is, that statute is 6-something.
6-0-2-1-3.
That's it.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.